This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
Hi, Sam. I wanted to talk to you about basically living the action lifestyle, I think is probably the best way I can describe it. We often talk about how to do things better, set goals and move certain things in a, you know, in a direction you want to go in. And quite often people don't realise that we actually do this ourselves every day. We do walk the talk, and I wanted to talk to you about it because I know that you've had some really good experiences recently with some of the actions that you've been doing on a daily basis.
I have been, and it's really quite strange because even though, you know, I know, as you do, that this works, that taking regular, consistent action is, you know, one of the most important things that you can do and one of the things that is in your control, it's quite mad when you actually sort of have it just showing up so magically almost in your life. And so it's been a really great couple of weeks.
Okay, so what? How did this all start? What was the initial desire that started you off on this little journey?
Well, most people who sort of know me reasonably well will know that I'm really passionate about two things. One is animals and animal welfare, and the other is education, and particularly evolving education and sort of working with the human potential. And so I've had ideas on and off over the last couple of years floating around about how I might sort of pursue those passions. And it wasn't really until about September last year where I started getting a sense for the fact that I was feeling like action needed to be taken. I'd sort of pick them up, play with them for a bit, put them back down again. And so in September, I was sort of getting the urge and thought, right, I really need to start doing something here. But I picked it up and I played with it again and I put it down because I moved. And so over the last month or so, I've just been feeling like it was absolutely the right time now. Mm. And the feeling kept getting stronger and stronger until a point where I just had to start taking action and I couldn't not do it.
Okay. Well, so when you say you just had to do it, how would you describe that sensation? What was it? What was the driving force? Was it something emotional? Was it something physical? What was it? What was it like?
Wow, that's a good question. It almost felt physical in the intensity of it, and when you realise you're so passionate about something, and I mean, I've always loved animals. I think the first job I ever thought I'd do when I was about 4 years old was to be a vet. But I actually feel that, you know, I get so disturbed by the suffering of animals that I realised early on I wouldn't be able to pursue that. Mm. But to feel that animals are so important and they're such an important part of my life, Sky and Sparky have enriched my life so much. I've had some absolutely magical experiences with animals. And, you know, I've done my bit over the years. I've contributed financially to charities. I think I ran one of my first ever petitions that I took around and got signatures, physical signatures on when I was in high school. And I have signed a lot of online petitions and supported a lot of campaigns through the internet in more recent years. Mm. But it just got to a point where I felt for something that means so much to me, I feel like I'm doing so little. And so it was really strange that pretty much since the new year, I just had this sense of it growing inside me to a point where I was being kept awake at night by it. It was just that strong that it was physically affecting me. I thought, right, I need to act on this and I need to do it now.
Okay. So quite often when you get into that situation where something's been building and building and building, it can really drain you once you suddenly start being incredibly active and working on it day and night and just, you know, almost exhaust yourself completely. So what was it like for you when that first burst of activity came out?
It is exhausting, but in a really healthy way. You get to the end of the day and you just feel like, wow, that was a day well spent. You know, I really achieved something today. And so it's been strange because from the day that I decided inside me that I just couldn't sit on my heels any longer, that I had to start doing something, I picked up the phone and I basically had a conversation with someone that said, this is what I'm doing. So even though I was only just starting, it was my starting step. It was like, I own this, I am doing this, and I'm going to, you know, sort of enforce my commitment to it or reinforce it by actually saying to someone, you know, putting it out there that I'm doing it. And so after a conversation or two, then I put it up on Facebook and I tweeted about it in Twitter and just started making more and more calls and connecting with people and started those conversations by saying, this is what I'm doing. This is what it's about. Do you want to be a part of it? And it's been incredible because I've had such a great response to it and have really felt like every day I'm making it more and more of a reality.
Yeah. So from what you're saying there, it sounds very much like you had spent a lot of time telling yourself that this is something that you wanted to do. And then eventually it burst out of you and you started telling other people this is what you wanted to do. And it was that action of actually sharing it with other people as this is what you want to do, this is what you're going to do, do you want to be a part of it, made it real to you and made it actually something that was now occurring in your life and rather than just something you'd thought about.
That's definitely a part of it. And I think even more so, though, was actually almost not even that this is what I'm going to do, but this is what I am doing. And yes. So every time I picked up the phone, every time I took some notes, or every time I sort of gave myself the space to think more about the idea of it, it was me doing it. It was becoming more real. And so even though I didn't have the how or the sort of what exactly I was doing, I had the outline, the framework. And so it's been like every single step since then, every little piece of action I've taken over the last 3 or 4 weeks has just been giving me it's sort of been putting the other pieces of the puzzle in place. They've all been coming together because I finally stood up and went, this is what I'm doing.
Okay. So let me just recap then. So you started off originally with an idea, you played with it, you put it down, you played with it, you put it down. You then got to the point where you just couldn't hold on to it any longer and you had to throw some action into it and you put it into place and it's all starting to snowball and all the work that you've been doing recently is starting to fall into place and the results are starting to appear. Now, for you, looking back at your journey, what would you have done differently?
Well, that is exactly how it's been, and the snowballing part of it is quite scary and exciting at the same time because it has become so real and so big and so actual in such a short space of time. I don't know that I'd do anything differently because, you know, arguably I could have picked it up and tried to do something with it a bit earlier on, but I feel like now is the right time and everything is happening to point to the fact that this is the right time. And perhaps had I tried to do something with it earlier, it wouldn't have quite come together in the same way or may have been, you know, something that I'd played with again for a little while and put down again, you know, until it got to the point where I was really ready to make the commitment to the action. But I think that there's a sense that until you really can stand up and own it, the universe isn't quite convinced, so it's not necessarily going to do everything it can to make it happen.
Okay. So now this is going in the direction you wanted to go in. It's all very exciting.
Yes.
you can almost you can't do anything wrong right now, which is by the sounds of it a wonderful sensation to have, and I wish everybody could have it every day, but I think you've put an awful lot of work in to get where you are right now. Where do you see this going? What's happening next for you?
Ooh, well, next is... it's funny because thinking of the actual action steps, next is that I've got one or two things that I know I want to get done prior to a meeting I'm having tomorrow with one of the animal welfare organisations.
Yep.
And I've got some quite clear ideas about the meeting and what will come of that and what will be explored there. And yet there's a part of me that's sort of jumping ahead and going, oh my God, I've got, you know, a booking to go to a school and potentially speak to 240 young kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's, there's a sort of an attempt almost in my head or in, you know, what's going on for me to kind of jump ahead to that sort of scary, thrilling place of, you know, I don't know the last time when I got up and spoke to that many young people. What are they going to think? How am I going to handle that? Well, you know, and that sort of thing. But the way that I know I will get to that place in a few weeks' time and be in front of those kids and to be able to deliver the message that I feel compelled to deliver is that I will do the actions this evening and tomorrow morning that I need to do. I will go to the meeting, I'll make the calls I need to make, and I will keep doing those little steps. And I know that each one of those is taking me close to that place of being able to actually get in that space and in that school and share the message.
You've actually answered my next question already, which is very frustrating, but I'm going to ask it anyway, just to see if you can come up with a different answer too. If I spoke to you, which I will do, in the very near future, after you've presented to the school, and you look back at that experience, what are you going to tell me was the hardest thing for you?
Wow. I think probably shutting up. I think that getting into that space, having, you know, such a large number of kids who are interested and excited and, you know, I really want to engage with them on this. I want it to be interactive. I don't want to be just standing up there talking to them. I want to be involving them in exercises and in getting their curiosity really engaged on this. And so I think actually wrapping it up, finishing and walking out of the school that afternoon is going to be the hardest thing.
Right. Yeah. And also, just my last question on this then is going to be, okay, so when I do speak to you in a few months' time regarding this exact subject, and you're going to tell me that you've done all this, in fact, you've done a couple more of them, and you've really, you know, you're just in the flow now. It's nothing out of the ordinary for you.
Mm.
Get my words out. What is it going to feel like for you to be doing that kind of thing on a regular basis and almost, you know, your dreams come true?
I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. There is something so enlivening about actually feeling like you've connected with something that is so important to you and that you are doing something that you know makes a difference. And, you know, if I go into a school and I speak to, you know, 240 young people and that experience changes the life of just one of them, and, you know, makes a difference with even just one of them, then that will be such an amazing moment. And so to be in the space where I'm doing that, I'm evolving it, I'm growing with it, adapting with it, getting the kids' input into it, and just allowing it to organically grow in the way that I know it's going to, it brings so much vitality with it and so much enthusiasm that I think that just can't help but rub off onto everything and everybody else that comes along.
Fantastic. I'm so excited for you.
Thank
and
you.
I shall be looking forward to your Twitter updates on this particular subject to find out how you're getting on. So why don't you give us your Twitter username so that other people can track you and find out how you're getting on too?
Well, people can find me on Twitter under the tag of Curiosity Coach. And I'd love it if you could connect with me on there. And I think we've also had a little furry friend who's been connecting with us during this podcast too, haven't we?
We have. I've, for some very strange reason, I had my cat on my lap this whole podcast, which is very unusual, and very content at the moment. So it's obviously coming over the airwaves as well. Your empathy for the feline species, I think, is the way
to say it. Well, my kitties are my mascots in this. They really are, you know, one of the most you know, the biggest sources of inspiration for me. And so I think that all the cats out there will be sort of putting their paws up and sort of really looking forward to where this is going to go.
Absolutely. It would be interesting to find out how many cats listen to our podcast too, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I've connected with a cat on Twitter who I'm sure that I'll put that question to him and get his opinion on whether this podcast is something that tickles his chin.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Sam. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.
Pleasure, Paul. Good night.
So during this podcast, we tried to explain how we do our best to live the action life, so the coaching life, however you want to describe it. But we do try and do our best to live by the words that we almost preach occasionally. So quite often when we find that we've got something we want to do, we look at it, we take an idea, we balance it up, and decide whether or not we can put any effort into that right now. And sometimes we'll put it down and pick it up again in a few weeks' time. But ultimately, if it's something that we really do get passionate about, when the time is right, you'll have the energy and the enthusiasm to really, really go for it. And that's all that we're really recommending, is that find the right time, find the right idea, and go with the dream and really put some effort into it. And sure enough, if you chip away at it every day and put a little bit more action into it, a little bit more enthusiasm, a little bit more effort, eventually things will just start to fall in place. And sure enough, the results will be absolutely magical for you. Go for it.